Welcome back to the Federal Drive with Tom Temin, federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM. When it comes to financial management, it didn't take the relatively new Consumer Financial Protection Bureau to get off the track. The Government Accountability Office finds the Bureau has significant deficiencies in some of its internal controls. It has trouble accounting for its property. For the latest, we turn to Larry Milenich, the Director of Financial Management and Assurance Issues at the GAO. Mr. Milenich, good to have you on.
Thank you for having me.
This is part of a larger review of the agency in which you found what? Did it generally looks pretty good financially, or it still has some issues?
In the report we issued last week, we found that there are remaining issues with the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau and certain controls that they have over two somewhat related issues, mainly related in the sense that they both deal with accountability over assets.
Assets meaning equipment and desks and computers and that kind of thing?
In this case, it's software design costs and IT equipment, yes.
Because that was an agency that originally started with use of cloud computers and software as a service to avoid a lot of infrastructure of its own.
I believe that is correct. Since they are a new agency, they've issued a number of contracts over the last few years to design software to enable them to do their mission, to assist them in their operations.
What did you find in general about their finances?
Overall, so GAO has issued five consecutive unmodified opinions on their financial statements, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau's financial statements. And what that means is that we've issued clean opinions on the content or the information that's in the financial statements and the footnotes. Related to that, however, we have found in different years internal control weaknesses that we report on, and that's what the report that we issued last week reported on. Again, two main issues. One is in the costs that are surrounding the design of software by the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. And the second issue is with accountability or safeguarding over their purchased information technology systems, mainly their servers at their data center.
Let's talk about the software design first. These are contracts with contractors, vendors that they have released in order to develop software?
That is correct. So they would contract with an entity, and the entity would work with them to design software, again, to be used in their operations. The key there, though, for the accounting side is that an entity needs to be able to break those costs out into really three basic areas. And the main point is that you need to be able to isolate the costs that you are incurring in the design of the software. And the reason for that is that an entity is going to be able to benefit for more than 1 year for those costs, meaning they're going to be able to utilize that software for a number of years. So the concept is to identify those costs and spread them out so that you basically are matching the cost that you have spent with the year that you're getting the benefit for the software in this case. That's where we see that the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau has had some problems with categorizing those costs. And the reason that it's important is as you provide information, if it's on a quarterly or a monthly basis to your program managers or to any users of your financial information, it's not accurate at that time. And as I stated before, it became accurate for the financial statements and we were able to give a clean opinion. But without the financial audit and the secondary look at the design costs, they would not have been presented accurately, and I think that's where we've made some recommendations to them on to improve their categorization so that they have better cost information as they manage their business.
So is this design of software the same as coding of software, creation of software, or is it some other activity?
It is the creation of software. That's not my area of expertise, but I do know that they are creating software to be able to analyze data and gain information to be able to accomplish their mission.
And what do they spend on this software design activity in a given year?
In a given year, it's several million dollars. I think so far they probably have spent in excess of $15 million over the last couple years to design software.
We're speaking with Larry Milenich, Director of Financial Management and Assurance Issues at the Government Accountability Office. And you also said that they have deficiencies with respect to the inventory of servers in their data centers. What's going on there?
So another aspect of our audit is that we will look at the the receipt and acceptance of purchased equipment. In this case, where we found deficiencies in is when the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is purchasing IT items such as servers, and they place them into operation in their data center. It becomes the responsibility of the Information Technology Office to keep track of what they have, identify what they have, where it is, where it's located, and be able to do an annual inventory. That's one of the controls they have, is they conduct an annual inventory to make sure they have safeguarded and know where everything is. When we, as part of our procedures, we went to the main data center for CFPB, and a typical audit procedure is to go out and look at the assets and write down the appropriate information, if it's serial number or barcode tag or anything to identify the asset, and then trace it back into the inventory records. And when in doing that in 2015, for the 2015 audit, we found deficiencies in that record keeping. In addition, that IT inventory record, if you will, needs to agree to the financial information kept by the accountants. And we found problems with linking from the IT detail to the, let's say, the chief financial officer's office, their detail. So we made some recommendations for them to, in essence, clean that up to better account for and keep track of those assets. The reason, beyond the financial presentation, that it's important is that gets directly to the responsibility of an entity to safeguard their assets. And to the extent that you don't have great records of where things are, where they're located, it increases the risk that an asset could be misappropriated. And I think that is the key issue for them in this case.
Does the Bureau use the same accounting standards and systems as all other federal agencies?
Yes, they do, the federal accounting standards.
Because they don't get their appropriation from Congress, so they don't really answer to Congress, and yet the GAO is taking a look at them. So I guess maybe my question is, what's the overall purpose of even bothering to check with them when they're not really accountable to Congress? They really report to the Federal Reserve Board.
Correct. And just in the way of background, so CFPB was created by the Wall Street Reform Act in July of 2010, and in that act they asked GAO to do a financial audit. That act did provide funding for the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau through the Federal Reserve System, and that is where their funds come from. They do report through oversight to Senate Banking and House Financial Services within the Congress, but they are not appropriated through the normal appropriation process. I can say that they do get a lot of oversight from the committees, and with GAO being there every year for the financial audit, and as well as we have done numerous performance audit over the operations and other groups at GAO. So I believe they do fall and have received a decent amount of oversight during their 5-plus years of existence.
Larry Milenich is Director of Financial Management and Assurance Issues at the GAO. Thanks so much for joining me.
I appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
You can read the report and share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive and click Share with Friends. Still to come on Federal News Radio, people living under the volcano get help from this U.S. Geological Survey program manager and Sammy's Award finalist. But first, federal student aid looks for help from digital services expert. We'll hear why from CIO Keith Wilson. It's the Federal Drive with Tom Temin, federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM.